This is Richard Swart with BankInfoSecurity.com. We're at Black Hat 2007 Las Vegas. I'm with Kevin Overcash, the Vice President of Product Management for Breach Security, one of the leading vendors of web application firewalls. Kevin, I was wondering if you could tell our listeners about what new threats are emerging and what is changing in the market and why web application firewalls are becoming so critical.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's a two-part question there. Some of the web application threats that we're seeing here at Black Hat being announced by the researchers, it's really starting to use web as a channel through which to start attacking internal networks with a lot of the network security types of attacks that they've been developing over the years. And to address these types of threats, obviously we've at Breach Security have designed a suite of web application firewalls specifically designed to protect against the various attack techniques used to break into web applications.
Now, a lot of banks are implementing web services. In fact, many of the financial institutions are leading adopters of that. What are some of the security concerns with web services?
Very good question. Web services exposes the same types of vulnerabilities to attack techniques that are used in to attack web applications. So, from the very basic and the most dangerous SQL injection and cross-site scripting attacks that have been a huge problem for the web application space in that they lead to identity theft and the theft of credit card information for PCI requirements and such. These attacks are now starting to be transitioned over to the web services space and are attacking and exploiting these vulnerabilities for web applications doing web services.
There's a new standard being adopted, which is going to require either static analysis of code or web application firewall acquisition. What are the risks and the benefits of those technologies, and why should someone adopt your technology?
Sure. The PCI data security standard is a semi-new standard for any organization that is using credit card information to conduct business. Now, the standard has been recently updated to version 1.1 with a new requirement specifically for web security. This is in response to the huge wave of attacks that we've seen that are against web applications that have yielded a significant identity theft results. And this new requirement states that web applications using credit cards must either perform a secure code review of the application code for every version that's put out. And typically this is going to involve an outsourced organization. It's going to cost between $20,000 and $40,000 depending on the size of your application, and can take from 2 to 4 weeks delaying the release of your app, unfortunately. And the alternative to that is to be able to deploy a new tool called a web application firewall. These are the new suite of tools that are really designed specifically to protect against the various attack techniques used to break into web applications. They have really matured a lot over the last several years to the point where they are easily deployed, able to learn the accurate, what we call profile of the application, and thereby accurately detect and block against these web application threats, preventing identity theft. And also, a lot of these web application firewalls have built-in logging and auditing capabilities specifically designed to address specific requirements in the PCI standard.
How would your product be useful for a smaller credit union or a non-enterprise level bank?
Sure. We actually have, as I mentioned, a full suite of these web application firewalls, and have recently released a new web app firewall specifically designed for smaller organizations, allowing them to quickly deploy a web application firewall to meet the PCI standards, the Mod Security M1100 web application firewall.
Well, thank you for your time today, Kevin.
Pleasure. Thank you.